Out of more than 1,800 think tanks in the United States, nearly 400 are based in Washington. Previous administrations have relied on the research and ideas generated by such organizations to formulate policy. But public policy professor Mark Rom says that's not the case with the current administration.
It was pretty clear that the Obama administration prided itself on being a highly intellectual administration, an administration that paid a great deal of attention to empirical research. And so think tanks arguably had an important impact on that administration. And let me contrast that to the current administration of President Trump, who has been quite clear that it is distrustful of experts, that it is suspicious of work, research done by any establishment organizations.
In addition to influencing public policy, such institutions are often a training ground for those wishing to gain a foothold in media or the corridors of power.
I think think tanks have always had a really important role in policymaking and politics, but I don't think it's any more influential now than it has been in the past. And the influence is in two different ways primarily. It's in articulating new ideas and trying to advance those. And then in our case, it's training people to go and do things. And that's where you actually have more influence, is when you're there in government or on the Hill and you're doing something.
Think tanks are also a revolving door for talent. In the George W. Bush administration, Vice President Dick Cheney, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, and Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice came from Washington think tanks. Lisa Curtis, a member of the National Security Council in the Trump administration, is a former scholar at the conservative-leaning Heritage Foundation. But policies and ideas are often developed through the prism of political bias. Knowing who is paying for those ideas is important.
I think the important thing, though, for the public to know is that when think tanks issue a report, it's important for those who are reading the report to try to understand, was that influenced by the funder or not? That is, do they provide their research methods? Do they provide their sources of data? Do they show the process they use to write their report? And the good think tanks, the better think tanks, are open and transparent in the kind of research they do so that those who read their research can judge its independence.
How much think tanks shape and influence official U.S. policy is debatable, but many changes in government policy or priorities can often be traced back to one of the many think tanks located in the heart of the U.S. Capitol. Nadeem Yaqub, VOA News, Washington.